Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to ft.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 989. It's the 9th of February, 2018. On the podcast today, I have Julian Traeger, Chief Executive Officer of Anglo-Pacific Group, that's APF. And Julian discusses their fourth quarter results and gives a 2017 trading update. Also on the podcast, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Julian Traeger, Chief Executive Officer of Anglo-Pacific Group. That's APF ticker. Julian, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure, Justin.
Now, you've had some results out. We'll get to those in a bit. And we haven't chatted for a while. But the results look quite buoyant there. And before we do get the results, people who haven't heard of Anglo-Pacific, Julian, can you explain, summarise what the company's all about, please?
Sure. We are a unique company listed on the LSE and also on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And we basically buy and invest in royalties in the mining sector in particular, which means that we own a selection of royalties around the world in generally safe locations, and we collect that income, and then we pass along a proportion of that income to our shareholders. We focus not on gold and silver, and we have exposure to a variety of different commodities ranging from coal through copper, uranium, vanadium, to actually one or two gold as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. So take us through some of the figures and tell us, first of all, what has caused the increase in income, Julian?
Anglo-Pacific's been seeing a lot of growth for a number of years. Our income has grown, almost doubled year on year for the last 3 years. And for 2017, our income was close to £40 million. And then if you add on some additional interest that we received on loans, it was over £40 million. And that was largely driven by the fact that we're in the early stages of the recovery of the commodity cycle. And in particular, vanadium and the copper, coal rather, that's used for steel production, and then the coal that's used for energy, both performed much better than people expected. And in addition, the volumes at the mines that we have exposure to also went up a lot, or our share of those mines. So it was a combination of both price and volume, which led to another record year for Anglo-Pacific.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's a start of the sort of commodities boom. So do you expect that trend to continue there, Julian?
Well, I do. I think we're very well positioned at Anglo-Pacific. In some ways, the last decade was a good decade for gold. But I think this decade, as interest rates go up and there are other cryptocurrency alternatives, I think this will be the decade for base and bulk materials. And that's firmly where we are exposed currently and where we intend to grow. And strategically, we would like Anglo-Pacific to become the go-to royalty company for 21st century materials. We think we are in the early stages of that cycle. Obviously, it's more dangerous than right at the bottom, but nobody at the bottom knew that it wasn't dangerous. But we think that it's not dangerous yet, and that this cycle will be a much longer cycle than the previous one because of lack of financing for the mining sector. And as a financier, the mining sector, therefore, should create very interesting opportunities for us.
Yeah, just explain that, why you see it as longer. You explain there, because there's like a finances around. Why will that make it longer, you think?
Well, what's happened for the last couple of years is that the big mining companies haven't really invested in new supply,
yeah.
And they still aren't really. But with coordinated global growth, there's a lot of demand for industrial minerals, for copper, nickel, lead, zinc, even before actually the benefits of the new technologies. And what's interesting about mining is that the cycle is that mining is a beneficiary of disruption, unlike real estate or retailing or media. Electric vehicles, new battery technologies, Bitcoin, blockchain, all are helping demand for the mining sector. But despite that, there really isn't a lot of money available to the mining sector yet. There isn't a lot of money flowing into specialized mining public equity or private equity funds. There isn't a lot of bank funding available yet. So we think it's going to take longer than people expect for the money to come into the sector, which is required to build the new mines to cater and supply for the increased demand. And that's why I see a much more elongated cycle than we've seen previously. And part of the rise of passive funding in the market, is going to create that, because you need active money to make the decision to fund and build a mine. Mm. And that simply isn't available in large amounts these days.
Yeah. And I suppose as a result, it'll be more sustainable, maybe?
So more sustainable, I think it will be more squeezy, but the fundamentals will be less speculative for a period of time. And as Anglo Pacific is effectively, a financier to the mining sector, it should mean that there are more attractive opportunities for us for a longer period of time.
Yeah, okay. Just looking, you've got more than £8 million of cash on the balance sheet there. So what is your sort of M&A strategy, Julian?
Well, in line with that previous view as to where we are in the cycle, clearly it's a good time for us to really grow and expand the business. I think we can make some very good investments, and there are a number of commodities where prices should be higher than the market's generally expecting now over the course of the next couple of years. So the combination of the £8 million of cash in the balance sheet, we've also got no debt, and we've got an undrawn $40 million facility. And we have a non-core equity portfolio of between $15 and $20 million, suggests that we've got around $70 million of firepower to do more transactions. And so rather than doing two transactions, which is what we did last year, the idea is to probably do three or four during the course of this year and really scale the business up to take advantage of the opportunities we see.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been a lot of talk of this recovery in the resource sector, but I mean, you're still sort of seeing, benefits and bargains there, and chances and opportunities there to acquire sort of commodities or businesses at a good rate, a good price.
Well, I absolutely, but I think you do have to be selective. I think there have been some commodities which have really run up a lot, like cobalt and lithium, and there's probably more downside than upside. So we're not going to be looking at those unless we can get them at very good prices. But as I said, the fact that there isn't much funding available to the sector and we have a strong balance sheet means that we are seeing a lot of opportunities. And actually, Justin, we changed our strategy last year to look at also smaller development opportunities. So we have a bigger universe of opportunities to look at and process. So we're very confident that there's lots of interesting things to be done yet.
Yeah. When you look at, so you're talking about size of a company or development, what size do you look at? Do you have a sort of cut-off point as to where you won't go below size-wise?
Well, there's two different investments. One is development ones, which are more risky and have some time before they come into production. And there, we tend to try and stage our investment, but our initial investment won't be more than $5 million, and then we can put more money in as the project gets de-risked. Then the other opportunity set are producing royalties. There our minimum size is $25 million, and we could go up to several hundred based upon the demand we've seen from our shareholders for very interesting transactions to finance.
Yeah. So I note you've increased the dividend again. And
yes.
And can you sort of continue to cover that progressive dividend?
Absolutely. I mean, our coverage this year should be between 2 and 3 times. So we have enormous scope to continue to increase the dividend further and still have it well covered. And particularly if we can grow the business, as I mentioned, there'll be scope to further raise the dividend in coming years.
Yeah. Well, you seem quite bullish on commodities, specific commodities. But, you know, what should investors expect from, you know, APF in 2018?
Well, I think you should expect, you know, a number of transactions. I think continued growth, which is accretive to the bottom line. And this continued morphing towards, you know, copper, lead, zinc, and other commodities, which are part of the 21st century story of transformation with electric vehicles. And I think if that happens, we'll get a significant re-rating. After all, Anglo-Pacific's trading at well under a 10 times PE ratio and a cash flow multiple, probably, you know, closer to 5. And if we can get into more interesting areas for investors, we see tremendous scope for re-rating of that share price.
Excellent stuff. Well, Julian, one last thing to do. If people are listening to this and like the sound of what you're talking about and where you're headed in 2018, but are not yet following the story, in summary, give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please.
With pleasure. So first is income. You know, we're yielding 5% and the dividend, as I say, is 2 to 3 times covered. And there's an opportunity, hopefully, for that to grow further. The second one is growth, because we're at the early stages of the cycle. And I think we can grow the business in size and profitability significantly. And the third is safety, because we're a safe way to play the mining cycle. We don't have exposure that normal mining companies do. We de-risk. And that combination of income growth and safety, I think, is very attractive.
Excellent stuff, Julian. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll chat again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Justin. Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at 5. Ferrum Crescent, doing very well at FCR. Been in the top 5 the last 5 days, I think. But definitely worth one to put on your watch list, I think. It's a small cap, big resource, you know, and if you look at their peers, the valuations of their peers, they're a lot higher. So it's a disconnect, you know, the valuation and their asset there. At 4, TalkTalk. That's a big company, of course, but they had a big fall yesterday on a bad trading update, and they've raising some money, so the ticker there is Talk. At 3, United Oil & Gas, UWOG, also worth putting on your watch list. Brian Larkin, ex-Tullow, and the team there, Jonathan Leather, ex-Tullow, and they're building a big company. I know they have about $255 million net present value, their assets, and yet they're a market cap of like 12, 13 million. At 2, Thor Mining, THR. Number 1 most followed company after that 1.1 million contract yesterday, and they're only sort of, 3 million market cap. It's Strat Aero, that's A-E-R-O. Sounds a bit like disco. D-I-S-C-O, yay! Okay, our top 5 most liked RNSs are as follows. Alba Mineral Resources, further exploration, ground secured at Inglefield. Good. At 4, Savannah Petroleum. 7 energy production update and corporate video. At 3, Prairie Mining. That's a statement regarding possible cooperation with JSW. At 2, SDX Energy, TR1 notification. And number 1, most liked RNS came from Extract Resources, Manika Gold Alluvial Mining Contractor Agreement. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Hopefully there'll be a weekend one. It's very quiet on the markets today. Very quiet. Very boring. And I think it's also why there's lack of companies on the podcast. There's a bit of volatility. I think companies are, you know, holding back, holding fire, keeping their powder dry, I think, for when the market's a bit more buoyant. That often happens. Anyway, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hear the intriguing stories behind some of the world's best love songs in the FT's Life of a Song podcast. From soul to funk, to punk to jazz. Discover how classic songs like Smells Like Teen Spirit, Yesterday, and Stairway to Heaven were born. Search online or listen at ft.com/podcasts. Plus, don't miss the new Life of a Song book, featuring a compilation of 50 songs that have appeared in FT weekend columns. Pick up your copy from Amazon, your local bookshop, or give a gift to someone who'd enjoy this brilliant literary mixtape.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.